here has had bad sex? Who's not saying because they're with the person they had the bad sex with? Have you ever had a girl cry during sex? That's a weird thing. I suppose women are more emotionally engaged with their physical being. That, or the balaclava scared her. Should we talk about the weird shit people do sexually? Yes. Correct, we shall. My ex-girlfriend used to like to be choked during sex, I'm 90% sure. We only tried it once. If anything, I was too good at it. Have you all heard of the donkey punch? The donkey punch is where you're having the fun Greek-style bum sex anal action with a lady, yeah? And just as you're about to finish, nut, ejaculate, cum, we're all clear. Just as you're about to you punch her in the back of the head. Now, I know that sounds cray-cray in a bad way, but hear me out. Any medical professional will tell you, when you punch someone in the back of the head, all the sphincters of the body, of which your bum is one, all the sphincters are on lockdown. They'll go, whoa! The fuck was that? Whoa! It's like a submarine locking off compartments. Whoa! No one in, no one out. What the fuck? Whoa! That, whoa, is a very fun way to end proceedings. Now, obviously, you don't have to punch your partner in the back of their head to get that kind of result. How long have you guys been together? 5 years, so a long-term loving relationship. Congratulations, guys. So, sir, just turn, look your partner in the eyes and say, look, later on when I'm fucking the arse, would you mind clenching the sphincter of your anus just as I'm about to ejaculate? Just have that conversation now. Just where you go. You're right not to, sir. You're 100% right not to. It's even after 5 years in a loving relationship with a beautiful woman, it's still too awkward a conversation. Take your chances. I don't know much about women, but I know this. It's easier to get forgiveness than permission. The seagull. You all heard of the seagull? It starts well and ends horrifically. There's a pattern emerging here, I'm sure you realise. So this is where you're making love to a lady on the beach, yeah? So everyone's melted away at the end of a lovely summer's day and you find yourself under the moon and the stars on the beach. So far, so good. You decide to be spontaneous and make love to your partner. Fantastic. The seagull is where you whip it out, pop it in the sand and then stick it back in. I know. It's called the seagull because she goes, ha, ha, ha. Have I missed any? What other kind of craziness have we heard of? What? Was that Angry Pirate? Angry Pirate. Well, that's... okay, that's when a lady's going down on you and you decide, I'm not having enough fun. I need more fun in my life. So that just as you're about to finish, you pull out and come in her eye. Not eyes, eye. See, it's like a trick shot. And then as she gets up to deal with that situation, what's going on there? You then kick her in the shin. And what you're hoping for is the of the Angry Pirate. Any others? What other sexual weirdness have we heard of? The Spider-Man is a thing. So that's fairly vanilla. That's when you're behind a lady. That's key to the operation. You're behind the lady and you're working your magic and then she's facing that way. That's key. You pull out, catch. Women are inquisitive creatures. She'll want to know what's going on. What's happening back there? Spider-Man. There's a Spider-Man. There's also a Superman. The Superman's where you come across a lady's shoulder blades, grab a sheet, pop that down, and then you're hoping when she gets up, she has a cape.
Stream Jimmy Carr, Funny Business, only on Netflix.